Hey there, my little lover buds. It's Marcus, and welcome to the next episode of Daily Astrology with me, your favorite astrologer. I just assume I'm your favorite if you're here listening to my episode. It's going to be an interesting week, guys. There's going to be some potential healing or some potential blowing up of things. But sometimes we have to blow things up in order to find the resolution that we have been seeking. You never know. That said, I do have a corrections corner. I just re-listened to the episode that I recorded, and I'm going to be talking about how Mercury is going to be conjuncting Chiron for the third and final time in Aries. Now, this has already happened twice before. And in the episode, I say it happened on March 18th, which is correct. And then I said it happened on March 16th, which is wildly incorrect. And I said it throughout the episode. So it's April 16th. So the first time Chiron and Mercury did a conjunction in Aries was on March 18th. And the second time they did the conjunction was on April 16th. So he's going to be doing that conjunction again for a third and final time on Monday the 6th, which is going to bring back the stories from around March 18th and around April 16th, not March 16th. So that's my little corrections corner so that you know what I was really meaning to say in the episode. So with that, guys, here is the latest episode of Daily Astrology. Good morning, my little lovers. Hope all is going well with you guys. I am Marcus Barrington. This is Daily Astrology. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing the aspects for the week of May 6th. Well, guys, we have another more chill week ahead of us, but that for sure doesn't mean it's going to lack excitement. We will mostly be facing minor aspects that could see steps being taken for some, and for others, delays taking place. But we also have a Mercury coming to conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer, for his third and final time. And many of us out there will see an old wound or stressed situation that came up around March 18th back in the spotlight again. So guys, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, my loves, Monday, May 6th, we have a few minor aspects rolling in. The first will be Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons, coming to have a minor stressed aspect with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. Now that Pluto is spinning backwards, some of us will see a past structure that will be coming back or some reveals taking place about things from the past or surrounding situations that remain a bit of a mystery. Others of you could see reveals taking place around current situations as things come to the surface that I get a feeling you probably didn't know about. When I plug into this one, guys, it feels more centered around the past, to be honest. So I think that's where it's going to hit for most of us. I think for a lot of us out there, things will be coming to light at this time about what was really going on or what has been going on all along. It feels like secrets have been kept that are now exposed, or false premises, I don't know, that were used to build something is now seen clearly for what it is. So sort of like false pretenses, right, were given to you to sort of get you on board with something, but then like now the fact that those pretenses were in fact false, that's like what becomes exposed at this time. I don't know, guys. This one does feel strange to me. Others of you could see something that is not totally what you thought it was going to be. So practical use on this, guys. Saturn and Pluto coming together is always kind of an odd pairing because it kind of feels like cracks in the foundation. That's basically, I think, overall what this is going to be about. But the interesting part of this is that Pluto is now retrograde. So I think a lot of us are going to be seeing past situations coming up, or we're going to see issues presenting themselves that were always there, right? Like especially at the conception of whatever structure is going to be front and center at this particular time. you're going to realize like, oh, this was always a problem. I just didn't know it, or I was lied to about it, or it was withheld from me that this could potentially be a problem. Stuff like that, okay? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. I think it doesn't necessarily mean you have to exit or tear down the structure. It could, in fact, give you the opportunity to mend and heal and still move it forward. But I do think for some of you, these sort of facts that come up will definitely see you exiting stage left. Others of you could be getting sort of the blanks filled in about situations that have since passed, right? Like this happened, you thought this is what happened in this past situation, now you'll discover something new. That could go either way, right? It could make you have a more favorable opinion about this past thing, or it could in fact make you have a less favorable view. Also on the sixth, my loves, here comes Mercury, the ruler of communication, technology, travel, contracts, and more, coming to conjunct Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing, for the third and final time. Now, the first time this happened was on March 18th. The next time this happened was on April 16th, when Mercury was retrograde. Now, on May 6th, they're doing it again. So think back to March 18th and March 16th, those days and the dates surrounding those dates. The story will be back up now, my loves, only this time it aims to climax one way or the other. Remember, my BBs, conjunctions are wildcard aspects and they can go either way. So if you had a situation that blew up on or around those two dates, it could be back now to heal and find a way forward. Or it could be back up with an even bigger blow up this time around. However it hits for you guys, we are either healing a wound or we are creating a wound or we are making one even bigger. Uh-oh. That's going to make Monday and the days surrounding Monday. Remember, all aspects are 5 days before, 5 days after. The day that I talk about them just happens to be the day that they perfect, which is the day they're strongest. So could have hit you before Monday, could hit you after. Most likely it's going to be closer to Monday. All right, guys, the moon, which controls our emotions, will move into Taurus on the 6th, and then it will square Pluto. Check your stubbornness at the door, guys, because if you don't, it could get you into a world of trouble. Emotional secrets could be revealed at this time. All right, my little kittens, let's talk about Tuesday the 7th, and not a ton going on. First up, the sun, which controls the fundamental of our lives, will come to have a major positive aspect with Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons. Why did I say there was not a ton going on? Why did I write that? That's actually a big aspect. Way to go, Barrington. All right. Now, this happens technically late at night on the 6th for the West Coast and early in the morning on the 7th for the East Coast, but we're just going to talk about it today for the 7th. But this will be in full effect 5 days before and 5 days after. This should see a new fundamental structure being built at this time. This is a massive green light aspect, and when I plug into it, it feels like shock and surprise that this is coming up now and moving forward now. This could also be something that you've been aware of, but might have been stalled out, and now it's getting greenlit to move forward. Job offers, sudden contracts, lovers wanting to move things to the next level, you're getting that house that you wanted, stuff like that. It should be pretty big and exciting. Also on the 7th, the moon will conjunct Venus, and whoa, guys, some of us could see confessions of love. I get a feeling that you could be finding out that someone either in your present or in your past has feelings for you. Others of you could see the opposite taking place since conjunctions can go either way. And finally, guys, since Venus controls love and money, some of you could see a surprising deal coming through or a deal falling apart. I know it's annoying, guys, the way I explain conjunctions, but they could go one of two ways. They could go both ways, I suppose. You could have multiple things going on as a result of conjunctions. Also on the 7th, we have a new moon in Taurus, which we love, right? Because Taurus is the best sign of the zodiac, duh. Which is where Venus is currently. So I do think the moon conjunct Venus will be more about good things rather than stressed things. This new moon should bring about a renewed sense of hope or a fresh start around a love or money matter. All right, kiddos, let's talk about Wednesday, May 8th, and we have no major nor minor aspects, but talk about a wild card kind of emotional day, as the moon will be active in really big ways. First up, the moon will come to conjunct Uranus early in the morning, and whoa, guys, talk about a sudden and unexpected shift or change within an emotional situation. I don't know, guys, maybe it's because Pluto is retrograde and people are coming to regret things that they did, but I feel a lot of past situations and people will be up for us this week. Moon conjunct Uranus, we'll see pretty big shifts or surprises. We'll feel like a 180 degree shift within an emotional situation. It could also be you that is totally changing the way that you feel about something or someone. So don't count that out. Also on the 8th, the moon will move to conjunct Jupiter. And because Uranus and Jupiter are still within 3 degrees of each other within Taurus, these two conjunctions will most likely be about the same thing for us. So moon to Uranus, we'll see a massive shift, change, or surprise coming to an emotional situation. Or it could be that you then, it could be a shift, change, or surprise that comes in and then you have an emotional reaction about it. So it could go that way as well. And then the moon to Jupiter sees stars in our eyes and pedal to the metal in a big way. Jupiter will either sprinkle its luck on the situation and accelerate it forward, or will dash our hopes as the rose-colored glasses come off. Moon will then have an aspect with Neptune, helping to see an emotional dream come true. Or it will help us to see something either or help us to see something that was right in front of us as well, or it will help us to see a situation in a whole new light. However this hits for you guys, it feels like a light bulb is going off over our head. Moon will then move into Gemini, which could be a good help, I suppose, because Gemini is the sign of the twins, has two sides, and that could help us see things with a fresh perspective about something or someone we are currently dealing with. And finally, guys, the moon will have a positive aspect with Pluto, and this could see a confession coming from the past. Oh, baby, the tea is getting spilled. All right, guys, let's move on to Thursday, the 9th, and Mercury is coming to have a minor positive aspect with Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions, and talk about some interesting conversations and change, either the direction that we're traveling or totally changing our perspective and understanding about something. Shocking conversations, text messages, phone calls, news, reach outs, or even run-ins, look over your shoulder, could be happening on or around Thursday, guys, and what you get from it should shift or change something in a big way. This is going to be like a, wait, I'm sorry, what did you say? type of news rolling in. All right, my little BB butts, Friday, May 10th, and a bit of a static day, I'm not going to lie. First up, we have Mars coming to have a minor stressed aspect with Uranus, and or you could be taking some shocking actions that cause a situation to spiral out of control. Be careful with this one, guys, as it could make you take some actions that you normally wouldn't take. Like knee-jerk reaction, guys, right? So really, you know, stop, drop, and energetic roll before you fly off the handle or get triggered by someone. This could also reveal actions that have been taken or could make it really clear about actions, hard actions that will need to be taken. This could also be a war aspect, guys, that could see a situation escalating in a not good way. So again, think before you act. Also on the 10th, Venus will come to have a minor stressed aspect with Neptune, and that could see a love or money situation isn't going in the direction we were hoping for. This could also expose issues with love or money situations and now become a glaringly obvious problem that you can no longer ignore. Tensions could be high and emotions could be higher. Something needs to shift here, guys. Otherwise, the situation could crash and burn later down the road. Moon will also square Neptune, guys, adding emotional fuel to an already emotional day on the 10th. So really, again, think before you speak and act. When I plug into this one, guys, and with Venus stressed Neptune, this feels like something is just coming out of left field that throws a rather and unexpected fork in a situation that you probably didn't see coming. Like I said, the 10th Friday, oof, little bit of a kick to the crotch, but we're not done. Moon will then move into Cancer, and that could see all of us feeling the feels and also feeling confused. Like I said, guys, the 10th, gonna be wild. All right, my little lovers, if you had a stressed day on the 10th, Saturday, May 11th should bring some reprieve when the sun, which controls the fundamental of our lives, comes to have a minor positive aspect with Chiron, the ruler of wounds and healing. So this should see positive steps being taken to right a wrong, heal a wound, or otherwise get something that was off track on track. If around Monday, so we're bringing it back to Monday, Mercury conjunct Chiron brought back the past for you. On Saturday, when the sun comes to Chiron, this could be the time when you are deciding what you want to do about that past wound. If you want to heal it, or if you want to just be like, cool, I'm going to bury this now, right? Like cool, forgiven, healed, great. Love that. Love that journey for us. Love that healing journey for us. But I still don't want anything to do with the situation or you, right? So this sort of sun Chiron thing could be when you're deciding or you're following up with whatever Mercury conjunct Chiron brought up for you. Others of you could just use this aspect to heal something within your life. And remember, it's not just emotional stuff that can heal. You could heal, you know, a bad deal. You could heal, you know, you can physically heal your body with this stuff. It's, you know, you can heal just about anything when the sun comes to Chiron like this. Also on the 11th, Venus will have a minor positive aspect with the node of fate. And that will further bring back the eclipse story as well, but kind of like, you know, eclipse light, right? Like ranch dressing, but ranch light. Also, this was around the time that Mercury was conjuncting Chiron for the second time. So you see, guys, this is totally why I think the past is going to be coming up. The past is for sure coming up back. Well, I mean, both the eclipse stories on or around March 25th or April 6th are going to be triggered by this particular aspect, as well as Mercury to Chiron stories from on or around March 18th to March 16th. So we've got the eclipse stories back. We've got the Mercury to Chiron stories back, all happening this week. So really, guys, anything kind of, let's just be more inclusive here. Anything that happened in the month of March and April could be back up now as more of the story is told, or the truth comes out, or reveals take place, or confessions you never thought you'd hear are finally heard, baby. Moon will also square off with Mars in the morning, which could make you more prone to being a wee bit passive-aggressive or taking aggressive actions. So again, think before you act, guys, because this aspect will pass fast, and you might regret what you did later on. The moon will then sextile Venus, trine Saturn, sextile the Sun, sextile Uranus, and sextile Jupiter. Those are all positive, right? So the day starts off a little, you know, crabby on Saturday, and then it just moves into super happy, amazing, lovey, woohoo kind of day for the rest of the day. All right, loves, let's tie up the week and talk about Sunday, May 12th, and another day of no minor nor major aspects. But we do have a shit ton of emotional aspects, and with the exception of one at the end of the day, they are all super positive. I forgot about that. Sunday is this glorious day of connecting with others, sharing love, getting out of the house, socializing, laughing, dancing, drinking, eating, and being merry. So it should be a really lovely day. Like I said, there's a little bit of a bitchy aspect in the evening, but it's like late in the evening. So, you know, if you're like me, you'll be asleep when that aspect happens. So maybe you'll have a crabby dream. But for the most part, guys, Sunday should be an absolutely fabulous day, as well as Saturday afternoon. We've got that crabby Mars square the moon in the morning on Saturday, but then the rest of the moon aspects, which is all of our emotions, really, really good. And that sails on through all of Sunday until the evening when we've got one nasty little Pluto square. No big deal. We can get through that, guys. So, my loves, that is it for the major, the minor, and the emotional aspects of the week ahead. And honestly, guys, I'm not mad at this week at all. On or around Monday, could see the past returning. But when I plug into the intentions of that energy, honestly, guys, it feels really good for most of us out there. Situations that were once riddled with drama and strife could suddenly find their way out of the darkness and back into, dare I say, our hearts. As new roads open, new bridges are built, and questions about what and why things happened the way they happened are suddenly answered and explained. The week ahead brings steps being taken, answers being given, blocks coming off, and others becoming clear as to why it got blocked in the first place. I also feel like there will be some breakthroughs that will be rushing in for a lot of us out there as the missing pieces of the puzzle are handed to us and the bigger picture begins to take shape. With the past back up this week, bringing back the stories that plagued us in March and even into April, fundamental shifts will be taking place that either allow us to put the story to rest for final or for good, or to understand what happened in a new light that then allows a new beginning to usher itself in. There will be a strong push to commit this week to the things we want and are pushing for the doors that we have been reaching for to finally open. Take our first steps through those doors is a lot of what will be happening this week. With Pluto now spinning backwards and on a direct collision course with Capricorn, keep your eyes on the news for any suspicious information about viruses that are developing and accelerating within the world. But on a personal side, guys, Pluto retrograde is going to have many of you feeling like change is needed because the way things are just a tad bit mundane and no longer suit the evolutionary changes you have made as the calls from the wind beckon us to take a giant step forward into the unknown. When I plug into the energy of the week, guys, I get a feeling that some very surprising alliances could be formed as bridges are mended quietly behind closed doors. There will be some utterly unexpected forks thrown in our road ahead this week, guys, that could require some of us to make some radical decisions and choices as we are encouraged to throw caution to the wind and set sail for what our hearts desire. Critical moments will be arriving in the days to come, and as those moments arrive, we will be faced with some choices that could be pulling us back to something or someone we thought we were done dealing with. But as new facts emerge, a new story will be lining up and developing new chapters will begin. Yes, my loves, the week ahead promises many insights, many surprises, and some very shocking reveals. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. As always, it's me, Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have an excellent, fantastical, wonderful, romantical, loving, happy, and joyful week. Mwah! Talk to you guys next week. Bye.